What's going on, guys? I hope you're all good. This is actually just an episode, a shorter one, more spontaneous actually. I want to call this Cricket Talks Extra. Yes, you can use Super Over. These are going to be sort of mini episodes that I think that are points that need to be made, any subtopics that are potentially could be made, and either that I've not been able to get a guest on, or the points that are not necessarily going to be mentioned in my weekly episodes, which more cover the international results and series that are going on right now, which are just as important but can be discussed with guests and the likes of Aaron, for example, and in a lot more depth as well. But these are going to be much shorter episodes where I talk about particular topics that I think are relevant that aren't going to get mentioned. So before we get started, please do follow my Twitter handles, my social handles, my YouTube, which are for my personal Twitter and Instagram. It's Moblogs underscore and Muhammad Ali official. I don't post on my Instagram as of yet. It can very much change. But my Twitter, I am very, very active. So if you guys follow me on both platforms and DM me anything you guys want, any questions you might have, whether you want to jump on a particular episode, then I'm more than happy to see if I accommodate that. And I am active on Twitter as well. So if you guys tag me anything you think are interesting, and if you want me to talk about it, then please do let me know with that as well. Obviously, I have my Cricket Talks handles, which are Cricket Talks Pod on both Instagram and Twitter. For my visual episodes, which I do once a week with the likes of Aaron and potentially more other guests in the future, it is Moblogs, which is a YouTube channel, generic YouTube channel. For my personal brand, and you'll find that all the episodes as a series basically on a playlist. So if you guys want to check that out, and you'll find the visuals where me and Aaron talk and me and other guests talk about the latest in international series and games that are going on. But let's get straight into this little mini episode that I have spontaneously planned, which is a topic that I think is very important. I was actually going to make a bit of shorter content on there, but for the likes of TikTok and more original content for that platform, but the 60 seconds format was just not cutting it. I was trying to be as concise as possible, but I guess there was just too much to say, which is well, not surprising with from the way I am. I am pretty talkative in that sense, but it's the fact that the whole topic is the idea of England looking to bring in a new spinner, and that's kind of it as a generic term. I want to go more into it. So if I'm looking at more of the limited overs formats, I think Tests, they've got a lot of spinners that could potentially come in. They've got a future, pretty much a pathway that I think, or a hierarchy of players that I think is pretty much set out for quite a few years to come, with more to come in obviously. But I'm talking about limited overs formats. I'm talking about if you're looking at world cricket right now, Adil Rashid is very much arguably one of the best limited overs bowlers, if not the best you can get in your side. He is a mature bowler, leg spinner. He bowls all his deliveries with intent. He doesn't necessarily bowl any bad balls as much compared to when he started out in England, which I guess you could say was composure, but we're going to need context before I make any of those kind of claims. We're looking at a really, really smart cricketer. If you're looking at his stats, off the top of my head, in T20s he goes for about 7.5 or 7.4 in his entire career, which is in 55 matches and 52 games, or the other way around, I can't remember exactly. And then in ODI cricket, it's just impressive. I think he has 102 games and 155 wickets, if I'm not wrong, which is about, I think his economy was about 6 and over or 5.5 and over, which is very, very impressive. T20s, yes, you can argue that it's a tad above what you'd want as a T20 bowler, but if you're looking across the entire career and how dynamic cricket's become very much in the last year, 2 years, with the likes of T10 cricket taking over, the likes of, you know, Glenn Maxwell's reverse hits and all these sort of outrageous, what was would have been seen as outrageous shots are actually being transferred more into the actual handbook of a cricketer in this day and age, which I think is obviously making a lot harder for bowlers. So to be going at 7.5 and over and just about around 5 in ODI cricket is very, very respectable. Which I think justifies him being one of the best T20 bowlers, if not the best, in world cricket right now. You have got the likes of Mitch Santner, the Imran Tahirs, who in Mitch Santner's case, you could very much see him as a bit of an all-rounder, whereas Adil Rashid, despite being very, very handy with the bat, the way England's set up, they very much play him as a specialist bowler, so 10 overs, and he bats about 10 and 11 because of the depth that England do have on paper. Imran Tahir is very much on the back end of his career, so I wouldn't be looking at him as much as a go-to bowler. If I wanted to bring in a team, I would probably prefer Adil Rashid, and he does provide a little bit more security with the bat. And then you've got Kuldeep Yadav and Yuzvendra Chahal and Shadab Khan, who are very much in the running as well. Shadab Khan's still very, very young. The same goes for Kuldeep Yadav, and with Yuzvendra Chahal, I think that he's got a lot of time as well. I think Adil Rashid being the back end of his career, he's sort of in a prime time, you could argue, being 32 years old. So we're looking at probably him at his best, which we've clearly seen. But the point I'm making from all of this is he's 32 years old. That's exactly the drawback at the same time, as much as it being a positive. As you get older, players age, as they all do, everyone ages. And with aging players comes longer recovery times for injuries, which is natural. If you guys go back to 2019 World Cup, he did play through a shoulder injury, if I'm not wrong, which he had to take some time off to recover from. And the kind of picture I'm painting in this case is, if there was another situation like this in the near future, what would happen? Because you've got Moeen Ali, who's playing second string right now. He's not necessarily getting as much game time as you want to. And if I'm being brutally honest, as much as I love the player and I love him as a person, you can't dislike Moeen Ali. Unfortunately, I do think we have potentially seen the last bit of England cricket from him, I mean, in terms of consistency and consistent being consistent in the 11s, is my point. Yes, he's in the England 35 man squads and these squads when they're touring, etc. But whether he gets as much game time as he used to when he was, you know, between 2014 to 2018, 2019, I unfortunately don't think that's going to be the case anymore. And England ECB as a whole might be looking to move on a bit, unfortunately, which is it's a sad reality because of, you know, how much we love him as a player. But the point I'm making is, if there's another situation like this, Moeen Ali isn't necessarily your go-to player anymore. He hasn't had much game time. He's as rusty in international cricket as much as the next player. So England need to look at a backup spinner. You've got India, you've got your two leg spinners. If you haven't got him, you've got Ashwin. If you haven't got Ashwin, you've got Jadeja, who's a part-timer and very much plays with the bat as well. So maybe his position's a little bit different. But if you haven't got them, you've got the likes of, you know, Washington Sundar. If you haven't got him, you've got Krunal Pandya. All incredibly talented players, and yes, they've got so many more players to choose from, but they've also developed that depth of a selection team. New Zealand aren't as much of a similar case, but we're going to look away from them right now. Pakistan have that, Pakistan, you could say Shadab Khan, with the likes of Usman Khadr who's coming in the ranks, son of Abdul Qadir, a great leg spin legend as well, and he's very much a leg spinner himself. Very, very similar action, but we're not going to get too much into that. But you know, they're developing backups. You know, every team's developing backups. South Africa has Imran Tahir, and behind they've got Tabrez Shamsi, who's very much becoming a world star as well. So, like I said again, the point I'm making from all of this is England don't actually necessarily have a backup. As much as they're a dominant side right now, they've just come off a winning World Cup. They're very, very high in the rankings. Whenever you watch this, they probably are still high at this point. In ODI and Test, ODI and T20 cricket, they're holding some of the most talented batsmen in the world, as well as some very, very exciting talent, including John Banton. But you look in the spinners department, and yes, you've got probably the world's best leg spinner, limited over spinner in the world right now. But if something was to happen to him, where do they go? And that is my point. It's they haven't got a backup, and they need to look for a one. They need to look for one to integrate very, very soon, because it's going to reach a point where Adil Rashid potentially has another injury. He might need some rest after a hectic schedule. And they need a backup, and what's going to happen is you've got a couple scenarios, which is they have to force part-timers on. So you've got Joe Denley if he plays. You've got I don't know, Liam Livingstone if he plays. You haven't got a whole load of options, and Mo Nally isn't actually a viable option at this point in time. So the point I'm making is they need to integrate a player, and by integrate I mean put him in against. I know England's schedules aren't necessarily playing weaker sides per se, but putting him into slightly easier series. If they're at home and they're winning 3-1 in a 4-game T20 series, for example, hypothetically, can they bring him in for that last game? There are a couple options. I have narrowed them down. If you guys go back to 2017, if I'm not wrong, where England were at home during summer and South Africa came over, it was a T20 series, if I'm not wrong. Mason Crane was there. He played a game. I think he played in the Ashes as well in one game, as a subfielder, I think. I can't remember exactly off the top of my head, but he was definitely he has definitely made his debut. But I think in at this point, because of the huge gap, we're looking at 3, 4 odd years now since that point. I don't think they're going to be looking at him as someone they can bring automatically just because he's already made his debut. He hasn't necessarily had the best of form this season, but a couple players have, and I think maybe that's a chance to bring them in. I'm talking about the likes of Amissing Verdi, Mason Crane in general, and the last player, which is Mason Crane, Amissing Verdi, and Matt Parkinson. That was it. If you follow cricket in general and England selections, you've probably seen an article about, or several articles about, how frustrating Matt Parkinson is that he still hasn't received his call up, and rightly so. We're looking at a dynamic young leg spinner who is being impactful for Lancashire in the county cricket scene with this Vitality Blast and the Royal London ODI Cup, and he still hasn't received his call. And I think his mindset is probably this not far off of what I'm thinking as well, which is, if Adil Rashid isn't there, where are they going to go to? Like, it's not only a fact about me making my debut. This is all hypothetical, by the way. He hasn't said this. I'd love to bring him for a talk at some point, for my other show, Breaking It Down. But if I was to assume what his thinking would be, it wouldn't be too far, which is both, I want my cap, I think I deserve my cap, which rightly so he does. And if something was to happen to Adil Rashid, who are they going to play? Because they can't play part-timers, and they can't go on an all-seam attack, because that is just ignorant in my opinion. You need to play one spinner at least. I think obviously it's condition dependent as well, but spinners are very much taking over the game with the likes of Rashid Khan, Yuzvendra Chahal, Kuldeep Yadav, Imran Tahir, Tabrez Shamsi, the list goes on. So he is an option. You've got also Amissing Verdi, who's been extremely handy, had a very, very good start in cricket so far. We're looking at about 50 odd wickets, if I'm not wrong, or 91 wickets in 28 games. It's something like that. But he's taken about four fivers, and has very much set the mark and put himself on England selectors' radars. Sorry, my grammar's all over the place. So he's very much an exciting off spinner to look out for as always. You've got two options, in my opinion. Mason Crane is an option, but I think it's very much best to hold him out till he gets some form as well. So you've got Amissing Verdi and you've got Matt Parkinson. I think England need to make that decision. In my mind, I think you're looking at a time frame anywhere between now and the next 2 years, preferably within the next 9 months. I think would be the very much ideal time, and they can push it to 2 years as the absolute max, because then you're looking at a very, very risky point in time, which I'm sure, I hope and I'm sure that England selectors are ahead of me on that. But you know, it's the question of, are they? You know, they obviously don't talk about what they who they select and who they have in mind. You get your rumours here and there, but for me, I think they really need to start looking at that potential option. Not necessarily the idea of Rashid Adil Rashid being sort of indirectly pushed off the team in the near future, but more so giving the youngster a chance to perform, whether that's Amasiang Vardy, whether that's Matt Parkinson, whether that's Mason Crane, whether that's Josh Poisden, whether it's Critchley. There are several options out there, and I think it's important they make a call to one of them, have them involved in the England Lions tour like they have with Amasiang Vardy, and make it clear that you're on our radar. You're very much an option in the near future, and as long as you keep performing, we will bring you in at some point, which I think is a very, very important indirect quote you could give to them as they look to grow in the future. So that's the point I made about it. The whole point was that England need to make a selection very, very soon. I've sort of longed it out to make an episode, little mini episode out of it. So if you are listening on a Spotify platform, for example, I think this will only go on audio platforms and it'll be put out onto social media as well. So not no visuals for this one, unfortunately. But if you are listening and you want to make a comment about this, please do go on my YouTube channel and comment it on my latest episode, which is coming out on Saturday. Or you can comment on episode 2, which I talk about the India Australia series. Or you can DM me, or you can tag me on Twitter. I've already mentioned my handles. Again, it's Cricket Talks Pod for Twitter and Instagram, and then my personals, which I'm all active on, which is MoBlogs_ Muhammad Ali Official. So please let me know what you guys think about this whole topic. If there are any topics you guys want me to mention or talk about in a mini episode that isn't necessarily relevant completely to world cricket at this point, please do let me know. I'll try give my 2 cents on it. And if there's anybody who wants to jump on an episode, whether that's on Cricket Talks Extra or whether it's an actual Cricket Talks episode, which is about 40 odd minutes long thereabouts, please do let me know. You know, I'm open to accommodating whoever I can bring on. If any of you guys want to be looking to work in the industry and you're from the UK or Australia, New Zealand, I'd be happy to try and have you on if I can. So yeah, that pretty much sums up this episode. It's about 15 minutes long, as far as I know, which is it's an all right time. This is a mini episode. It's completely spontaneous. I will be looking to do these a lot more often. They're a lot more easier to make. So potentially one every few days, maybe one every day. You know, it very much depends on whether I feel like there's a topic that needs to be mentioned, or a particular news or anything that I want to discuss. To try and get you guys out there, because I do feel like once a week, while it is consistent, we do only cover international cricket news. At this point in time, we will try and cover tournaments as well. But for me personally, I'm really only looking at a couple tournaments, so I am missing out on the likes of knowledge on Big Bash League and Lanka Premier League, which are going on right now. Big Bash is starting tomorrow at the point of recording. So I don't think I'll be able to give my 2 cents on it completely. But if there is you guys want me to discuss, please do let me know, and I'll see you guys on the next episode very, very soon. So take care, guys.